By the time I reached the coastline of Portugal, I started to feel more at ease. The Atlantic Ocean was now behind me, and that was the flight leg that concerned me most. The flight across Portugal was quick, and before I knew it, I was in Spain's airspace. I monitored my flight instruments, checked my fuel, and leaned back to take a sip of water. I thought about playing music through my Bose A20 headphones, but before I could grab my cell phone, I was jerked up from the extreme turbulence. I quickly got the aircraft under control and took a deep breath for what was the inevitable. A tough and turbulent flight, with the fuel from the internal fuel tanks sloshing around as I made my way to Madrid. For the next 40 minutes, I was in turbulence, trying to find an altitude that would give me some relief. But sure enough, it was the heat, terrain, and the thermals that shook me along. I finally reached my destination, Spain's oldest airport, Cuatro Vientos, airport ID, Lima Echo Charlie uniform. Madrid Barajas International Airport was just north of me, far into the distance, surrounded by the city. I landed, parked the aircraft right in front of the control tower, and jumped out of the plane onto the tarmac. Before I could complete my post-flight inspection, I was greeted by representatives from the Civil Aviation Authority of Spain. Among these reps was a young woman, around my age, named Almudena. As Almudena started to conversate with me, I started to feel less robotic-like, and I could feel the human coming back into my body. She introduced herself and told me that she will be my host, guiding me through Madrid and to the several outreach events that were planned. Throughout the next couple of days, I started to feel like myself again as I connected with people at these events. Alma noticed how anxious and overwhelmed I was from flying in solitude over the great Atlantic and offered to show me the city after the events. I took her up on the offer and I made an incredible friend for life. Almudena is an avgeek at heart. She loves aviation, and when I first met her, she told me that it was her dream to fly one day. I asked what was stopping her from doing so, and she went on with a list of very valid reasons. During my time in Madrid, after the events, we would usually catch the metro and explore the city. I had so many Instagrammable or social media worthy moments with her. We went shopping, although I usually didn't buy anything due to the weight limitations of the aircraft. We had our fair share of tapas, which are delicious light bites. We went on to visit the famous museums, including an aviation museum. We talked about flying all the time, and Alma also introduced me to her friends. It was amazing, just what I needed after weeks of being on the road. As I was having these experiences, I so wanted to share them on Instagram and Facebook. What stopped me was the fact that some people might criticize me for not being serious enough or having too much fun on this goodwill mission. At the end, what you see on social media is really just a small portion of the entire situation. People were watching me, and I didn't think I could deal with any backlash or comments, so I held back. Before I left, Almudena told me that I had inspired her and that she was going to take the leap of faith and start her flight training. I've heard many people make these hopeful and strong-willed commitments, but Almo had a sense of seriousness in her tone of voice that resonated with me. She was sure and committed, and I certainly believed in her. Throughout the years, Almo and I stay connected on social media. We have shared life events, flying stories, career advice, COVID updates, and most importantly, I watched her transform from a student pilot to now a commercial pilot. Looking back now, I realized how I struggled with managing my social media as I was going around the world. And even to this day, I'm figuring it out because it's a big part of our society. I have had moments, as I'm sure you have, where I question a post or wonder if I'm saying something correctly or if I'm oversharing. I mean, the list just goes on. And you're up there, sharing experiences of your life, and there is always a chance of being criticized. These pressures take so much away from the joy and connectivity that these social platforms are designed for. But still, the social media pressures are real, and they have affected so many people in society. This is only one factor of how social media impacts us. There is so much more that we still need to talk about.